Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. I want a little bit of a introduction for the public. This is the beginning of our fiscal year 2026 budget workshops. So if you're going through the audio file, there won't be any files that are older than this one that we're doing this year's budget workshop. So this is the first day of this round, and basically in totality, there's approximately 46 budgets that we review. Some of the budgets are multiple budgets within the same presentation, but a lot of them are complete and separate. And these, what we're starting this morning is with Canyon Soil Conservation District, and they are an agency that's outside of per se county government, but they directly impact the quality of life within the county, and they're unique. And so the commission has determined that it's important that we hear their presentation. So with that, we can get started. We're waiting for one of their board members who's caught up by a train crossing Highway 19 and it has slowed her up a bit. So anyway, with that, either one of you can take over and start with the presentation.
All right, out in the Middleton area. I'm sit on the board of the Conservation District.
I'm Brad McIntyre. I farm, we call it the Riverside Community, but Caldwell out towards Marcy, and also sit on the board in a similar position. Chris Gross has the presentation, and she will be here soon. But what I passed out to you today is a couple samples of some soil from my property that's in an old growth area that we pasture through. What I wanted to show you is what healthy soil should look like and smell like. The smell is what I think is the important thing today. The smell of healthy soil actually can stimulate, I don't know the exact term, Chris is here, but it stimulates happy feelings in your brain, and it can take away depression, anxiety, and bring back positive thoughts from childhood and all those things. And so I know you're getting started with a pretty heavy part of your job is reviewing budgets, all the fun stuff. Hopefully it can lighten the mood and stimulate some of those good feelings, because soil is important. That's what soil should be and should feel like and should look like. And that's why we are here as a commission, is to protect the soil of Canyon County and those resources that are very key to us. It seems like every time we come into you, we're just off the event of a strong wind in the county, and we just exited one of those on Monday.
Yes.
Lots of blowing dirt, lots of issues out there that we can control. Those are things we can control in the county. If a little precaution is taken by some of not only ag producers, but construction and homeowners can all participate in this. We are all responsible for soil and soil stability. So we appreciate the time today to come and speak with you and talk about money. But thank you for that opportunity, Chris.
Yeah. I don't know how this PowerPoint comes up to.
We'll see if we can get you plugged into the system. Table two. There we go.
Thank you. All right. Just a little bit about our board. Our board itself is a 100% volunteer board. We have one paid employee that coordinates a lot of the technical support and a lot of our project, but this essentially is a list of our board. This is the area that we cover in terms of watersheds and where some of the initiatives are at in terms of bringing in better water quality, less sediment in the soil. Partnerships are quite extensive of the different organizations that collaborate with us. This is kind of our star program, the Canyon County No-Till Drill. We now have three drills in operation. So we have a 15-footer, a 12-footer, and recently a 6-footer that we brought in to help with the orchards and some of the grapes where it's a narrower row.
Also with the homeowners, I mean, it's a drill that now small landowners can access and pull and not have to have this big
don't have to have a 30-foot gate to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's available for lease for $15 an acre, which is very reasonable. Some of the things we can do with it, you're talking about planting cover crops, drilling into wheat, drilling into corn, drilling into pasture ground. Last year, it was all three drills were in use for 1,200 acres. Some of the benefits of the drills, you know, a lot of it's a cost savings for people who are also trying to do kind of the intentional grazing, things like that, soil health. The organic matter and the biodiversity that gets allowed to stay there is phenomenal in terms of mycorrhizal fungi and being able to continue to have that soil being a living, breathing soil. This is all the locations since 2020, or actually before then, where the drill has been in use. So we hit pretty much every corner of Canyon County. 319 is one of the programs that we are in collaboration with. It was brought in from a Clean Water Act amendment. We provide the technical advising and facilitating of that program through the Soil District. This is an example of the programs. We would take a siphon tube, a system that's on siphon tubes, and convert it to drip. I'm reducing the sediment, and this is another option. We would take another siphon tube field and convert it to pivots. All of this is helping to control the nitrates and the nitrogen and phos and everything that is being degraded through gravity irrigation and ended up in the Snake River or the Boise River. We also coordinate with Boise Watershed Council and work with them on planning, designing, and implementing projects, trying to do the same thing with reducing the sediment. Brand new program that came about to us, Idaho Power Freshwater Trust has collaborated for the Snake River Stewardship. And basically their mission is to improve the quality of irrigation to reduce, again, the sediment that is going back into the Snake River. So they are prioritizing agriculture and prioritizing the conversion as much as possible from gravity irrigation, which about, I think, 57% of Canyon County is still in gravity irrigation, trying to switch over to pivots. And I think one of the things that astounds me is just we are a board that is pretty small, but yet we represent such a broad range of farmers, right? These are just some of the dollar amounts that we are running through our collaboration through our one employee. So with Boise Watershed Council, this fiscal year so far, we're at $500,000. Idaho Freshwater Trust, we're just at $3 million, and we started that just this spring. NRCS, we coordinate with them for federal funding. We're $3 million in collaboration with them. WACPA, we're at $1 million. And then we have a meeting with DEQ, with the state agency, coming up this month, because they're curious about what we're doing and want to see if they can help us with funding. So we kind of are somewhat of a cog in a wheel. We're farmers who have a passion about regenerative ag, and we want to find a better way to do what we're doing. And so all of us on the board share that passion. But we also understand that we have many spokes in our wheel that are reaching out to grab this funding that's available. And our administrative kickback so far, I mean, you figure we're $7 million plus, we're getting about $30,000 back in kickback for administrative function. So we're really feeling stretched from the standpoint we have all these amazing projects and all of this money that's available to us. We just need to create avenues through which to be able to share this information and to be sure that we are taking advantage of anything that we can in Canyon County to help the constituents who we serve.
Yeah, I think Chris has done a good job. There's a lot of work. There's more work that could be had. It's just we're limited to what we can do in a day. But Stan, our employee, he covers a lot of ground for what he gets paid. But we also are really wanting to create more education opportunities for, you know, for farmers and for young people to be able to spread the message and kind of get a, you know, grassroots movements going and be able to get that information out, because knowledge is power, but they also have to implement it. That's the biggest key. And so, yeah, a lot of good things. We appreciate the, you know, what you guys have contributed in the past. It's been key to keeping our employee going. So any questions for us?
I don't know if I have any questions, Chairman, but I do want to recognize that these are generational farmers that are sitting in front of us, and the McIntyre family was honored maybe in 2019 as Farm Family of the Year. I think the Gross family has also shared that distinguished honor. So a lot of really, it is agribusiness now more than anything on what you have to do for managing resources and livestock, crops, the financial side of it. It's very challenging, one of the most highly regulated trades and industries that there are, so lots to work around, but work with also, and so your work with NRCS and the DEQ, that can be challenging, and it's nice that's on board. I'm sorry I don't have a bigger history with you. You're welcome to share a little bit with us. So Tyson Meeks, I probably know your name from somewhere, but I just want to commend the work that you're doing to educate in a really rapidly changing climate here in Canyon County and to protect large-scale diversified ag. It does make a difference, and got some personal experience with relationships through my husband, but lots of respect for what you do and who you are and what you represent for agriculture in Idaho. Thank you.
So, Clerk, getting down to the ask, do you have historicals of what the board has done in the past compared to what the request is for today?
Yeah, so I didn't look at the request for today, but is it
30,000? Yeah.
Okay, so in the current year, and I think maybe that's what you asked for last, or in the current fiscal year as well,
mm-hmm.
and the county did 20, so that was, and then historically, let me pull this up here. I think the number's been, this is not working.
I think it was 10,000 2 years ago.
Or 4 years ago, and then we went to 15.
15 and then 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
15 for 2 years, and I think we were at 20 last year, or the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Chairman, may I ask a question?
Yes.
And the $10,000, what I heard or understand is that you want expanded education opportunities for the farming community with that additional 10,000.
Right. We want to participate more. Payette Water and Soil and ADA, they have conferences going on, and we want to start participating with them and getting, you know, more recognized speakers coming in and getting more people attracted to those conferences is one way, and then doing more outreach programs.
Okay. And I have a question, Chairman, another one. On the soil, I'm sure you do work with agronomists. I think you're an agronomist.
Went to school that way, but
okay.
I'm not certified. But yeah, I did go to school for it.
But if someone has poor soil, is it possible to, how do you treat that, or do you work with that group of agriculture? Okay.
Yeah, nature's the best remedy, and it's just working within nature. That's how you change it, by getting living roots constantly in the soil, by using animals whenever possible to graze those crops. You can wake up nature, and the soil starts repairing itself. There's a few things you can add that stimulate that, but everything's in the soil. Nature is so forgiving. The system was built with forgiveness inside of it. And as you change your system, it will wake up and change. But as soon as you start degrading it again, it goes to sleep, and that's where we get the problems. And so it's just getting people to understand that at some point in your rotation, you have to focus on the soil. It's just not a medium that you put stuff into and grow a crop. There's purpose inside that soil.
Okay, thank you.
I would like to add to that, if I may, that the change can be within a year, within one cropping season. I mean, you can make significant improvements or degradation, depending on which way you're going on this cycle. So with some outreach and getting the word out there, change can happen quickly.
I should have videoed it, and we could have put it on the slide. Just within that wind on Monday, I have a very, very sandy soil that we ended up having to till. I'm typically a no-tiller, but I do till when I have to. We wintered cattle on it, and we got too much compaction, so we tilled it. And this is blow sand. But it has been no-tilled. It had cattle on it. It had cover crops on it. And that wind, there was zero blowing in my field. The neighboring field that had beets planted in it was blowing and covering into my field. And so just because it's sand doesn't mean it has to blow. If you have residue, if you have the structure there, it can withstand some of those events. Now, if it blew for a week straight, it would probably start to blow. But we can withstand some of those events and get through it. So tillage has to happen in some ways, but what, like Tyson's saying, in a year, if you focus on certain activities, you can build some of that structure back in.
Yeah. I appreciate the feedback, because we do get requests in large ag to convert some ag ground because of the blow sand, but I think it's out maybe like Arena Valley. But yep, with that, that's encouraging that there is hope for that kind with the proper education. So
there is, yeah.
And Idaho's still an early adapter in terms of coming up with the regenerative and this. And so if we can collaborate with Ada, we can collaborate with Payette. They are bringing in the top notch, the Christine Johns, the John Kemps of the world, who have been doing this for 20, 30 years, that are being brought in to help us make that change and make that adaption. It's going to look different for us than it will for the Midwest or for Australia, but mm-hmm. That's where early adoption is going, where we need to understand what we can do within our system that will help us gain the soil health along the way.
I mean, Canyon County is a very diverse county when we look at agriculture. I mean, we can't say everyone's going to farm exactly like we farm. And when you look at those different crops, but I always tell people it's like the mountain climber in The Price is Right. You know, are we slowly going up, even though there's some downturn years of tillage and certain amendments put on the soil? But can we make a slow climb? And that's the key, is work with nature when you can in your rotation. And it's just what we got to do.
Yeah.
Chairman?
Yes.
The county's contribution was $7,500 through 2012, and then it went to $10,000 from 2013. To 2018, and then in 2019 it went to $15,000 from 2019 to 23, and then for 24 and 25 it went to $20,000. So that's the historical contribution from the county. And I apologize for not opening the document, but I did. Yeah, I have it open now. See, it was acting funny, but yeah, I see the request is for $30,000, which it was for last year as well.
Okay. And we get a match from the state. Whatever you contribute, the state matches that amount. So
okay,
yeah.
You also have a P&L that was provided, which is appreciated. So I saw the state's revenue, but that's good to know. And I'm sorry if that was in the packet as well, but I didn't know that there was a, is it a one-for-one match up to a certain amount or not to exceed?
Up to 50.
That's up to 50. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Brooks?
Mr. Chairman, I'm good. Okay. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate
the time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now let's take a short, brief recess till the next one.